Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Christina Saperston. Good morning.
Good morning. I probably sound a little bit out of breath because I just made it here 1 minute ago.
Not you. That doesn't sound like you at all.
No, it's been I'm a little under the weather today. And I know it's the second time, you know, when you've been on the show that I haven't been feeling that well.
Well, so, that's not good.
No, it isn't good. But at least, you know, I was going to say, you take the lead today, okay? As far as, you know, if they call in for symbols and so forth.
Yeah. Sure. Now, this isn't anything from the concert.
No, not really. It's, I was fine, and all of a sudden, you know, I've been getting gradually worse. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
But hopefully, I'll be okay. But anyway,
well, sun is out, so that helps.
That helps. That helps quite a bit. I think I'll go lay out in the backyard today. So, but anyway, right now it is 10:04 in the morning. It is May 11th, 2019, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event on. If there's a sporting event, we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming, and you should be able to connect to our show live streaming. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you miss a show, or you want to replay the shows are all there. And then finally, last but not least, there's always a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy, available usually late Friday or early Saturday morning. And, you know, they're economists, and, you know, whatever you think about economists, at least, you know, they do cover the important economic news for the week. You know, they also give their opinions, that type of thing. But it's brief and it's understandable and it's kind of worth looking at just to catch up on what important economic news you might have missed during the week. Right now, all of our phone lines are wide open, as they usually are at this time, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And no matter how many times I say it, this is the easiest time to get in. Make sure you're able to get in easily, because usually a lot of people see, for some reason, wait till later in the show. I don't know if they wake up late or whatever, but whatever the reason is, it's maybe human nature. I don't know. But anyway, Also, you know, if you don't want to call for some reason, but, you know, we kind of like to talk to people. It's easier to, you know, get to where they're coming from and a little easier to analyze things based on, you know, some further perspective. But anyway, we also are able to use a chat box. And if you go to sapperston.com, you click on the Dollar Doctor tab, you click on live streaming, and that page comes up. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box there. And you can type in a question or type in a symbol. And if you type in the symbol, let us know, you know, whether you are looking to buy, sell, you know, your long-term hold or whatever, you know, that we're able to do a decent analysis based on your position in that stock. So once again, if you go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming comes up, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box there. Right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I hope you feel better.
I certainly hope so, too. I don't know what it is. Maybe
way to start a weekend with, you know, feeling under the weather.
Exactly. But I think, you know, for some reason, you know, whenever I do the show with Christina, this happens.
You know,
I'm allergic to you.
I'm getting the blame here. I think it's allergies, maybe. We've been hit horribly out here.
Well, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I think I've had a year-long allergy. But anyway.
I got a chart for you here. HZNP.
What is it?
Horizon Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, okay. HZNP.
I've been picking these things up on buy stops for the last. Yeah, I'm loaded with this thing. Well, how would you play this? I mean, would you look at this little comeback late April to 2550? How would you play it as far as long term play?
I think I heard you say something about you've been playing it with buys on stops.
Yeah, buy stops, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good plan for this. I mean, this chart, you know, what you've been doing, I don't know exactly where you've been buying it, but, you know, the chart's been steadily climbing up. You see it kind of consolidate. Just like you said, it pulled back in April down to that 25. It's gone up to 29. So you'd expect it to either stay in that range, or if it breaks out to 30, you could pick up some more. You know, so that's been a good strategy for this stock.
What would be your out point?
At this point, you would want to see it hold support at 25. The 200-day moving average is a little bit below that at 21.85, which is right below the trend line. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You sound worse than me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you would want to see that hold support at 25. Again, though, it's been in a nice, strong uptrend, so I would really be a holder unless I really saw it break that trend line at around 22.
So you'd say, so you would feel holding the, you wouldn't wait for it to, with the gap. You'd be out higher than what the gap price would be.
Well, where was the gap? Because you can't.
Gap from 22. Gap 20. The lower the gaps. In the 22 range.
Where was the high of the gap?
27, I think.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes they come back, they close the gap. You know, the strongest stocks that are just going to tear and just keep running never close the gap. Well, not never, but they basically ignore the gap for quite some time and just keep merrily on the way. So
the true definition of closing a gap would be where it gapped up from, the lower the gap, correct?
No, the higher the gap.
See, you know, I've read different places where, so you're saying it would never, this one's actually come down, you would have been out of this one then.
Well, no, I mean, in other words, you can expect a close of the gap, so that doesn't excite me. A short-term trader might say, I don't want to, you know, depending on how much risk he wants to take, do I want to hold for a break of the gap and a possible move all the way down to the low of that day? But the gap is a void, and when that is being filled, it's the high of the gap, all right?
So what I'm saying to you, like for an example, it breaks out from 22 to 26. There's a gap in between 22 and 26.
The high of the day is 22, you're saying? Did it gap from?
No. It opens the day at 22.
Right. Where's the high of the day?
It hits 26.50. It closes at 26.
All right.
So your closing the gap definition?
My closing the gap is if it touches 26.50. Because what is the gap? The gap's the void. Or the gap is not into the bar, okay?
I'm not following you here. I'm looking at a high close, high low close chart.
Okay.
It closes one day at 22. It gaps the next morning right from the get go. Hits 26.50. Comes back and closes at 26. Okay.
So you're saying 22 was the day before.
Correct.
It opens up on the gap the next day.
Right.
Okay.
And opens up 26.10, hits 26.50.
Okay. So the gap would be down to whatever the high of that gap day was. All right, which might be 22. All right.
That's right. Which is the five, right? We're on the same page.
Right. Yeah. I thought you were saying 22 is the bottom of the bar of that day.
No.
Day.
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. Yep. So now that we got that straight.
No. Yeah, because that's important. That's 4 points.
Right. Yep.
Another quick one, just as I got you on the phone. Take a look at CNQ. I've sold some puts on that yesterday. CNQ. Yeah.
Canadian Natural Resources.
Mhm. I sold the 26s yesterday, going out a month. Cut a nice premium on.
Yeah. So you're looking at where's the support for it?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind taking it at 26 and sell upside calls if I have to. But you like the chart?
Yeah, the chart's trying.
It's a technical term. It's trying.
It's trying. I mean, you saw it come all the way down to about 22, and it's been making higher lows since then, and it's trying to get past that trend line, that resistance there at about 28, 29. So, I mean, the chart looks good right here. Relative strength-wise, the score is good at the 3 and going up. The 200-day moving average is 29.18, so you're kind of flirting with that resistance there.
Yeah, see, I actually bought this one off the MACD and the Fast Stochastics.
Okay, so you had a buy signal based on that, right?
Yeah, MACD and Fast Stochastics.
Exactly, and it closed.
You agree with that, Christine?
28.
With MACD and the Fast?
I don't. Well, I'll let her speak for herself. Hello?
Hello?
Christina? Oh, we might have lost her there. Oh, wait. Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
I will say this, and she can correct me if we get back on here, is that she doesn't follow that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she doesn't use MACD and stochastics at all.
Okay. All right, guys. Good show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in right now, or if for some reason you don't want to call us, although we like to talk to you, go to our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box there, and you can type in a question or put in the symbol. And if you do put in the symbol, let us know, whether you're looking to buy it, sell it, whatever, why you're looking at that and in terms of buying, selling, or holding. And anyway, once again, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And right now we have Art from, I assume you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Good morning.
Is this you, Peter?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good morning. I hope you have a very good improvement in your health.
Well, I certainly hope so, too.
Yes. And I'm glad to have Christina aboard. Are you both in the same studio with Chatbox Access?
No. She does it remote.
Oh, okay.
In other words, she's working from our office, and I'm at the studio. Yep.
Can you see the chat box?
I will have to go there because for some reason I think we lost her. And
okay. I sent something this morning. I want to.
I was gonna go ask her, and then she disappeared on me.
Went for a coffee break.
That might be. She didn't sound too good herself, to tell you the truth.
No, that's right. I hope it's not catching through the phone line. I'm
going to
be careful.
Well, yeah, if it is, we've...
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Oh, great.
So anyway, Art was asking about the chat box. He may have put something in. I don't know if you have it up or not.
Yeah, I did, but then I said I was going to call.
1 second.
Okay, because, you know...
Okay, Art did then some stuff. He wanted to know about Lyft, Uber, and
Stamps.com. Yeah, I know the Uber opened, I guess, about 45, and it dropped down, closed at 41.57.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, you know, what's the, is it a long-term type play? Does it have a good upside over the long haul, say 6 months to a year?
Well, because it's a new issue, you know, you can't call up a chart on it. If I gave if I gave my opinion, it's it's just like you know, I think one of our clients had called up on Lyft, you know, like like the day they came out, and I said, well, I said my opinion is I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, that's proved to be true.
Sure.
And you know, and. Uber, it's very negative that they couldn't even pop up the day of the
offering. Yeah, they couldn't hold the opening.
No, and if you read the stories on the two companies, that they're years and years and years away from any profitability.
Right.
And, you know, are people still willing? You know, they did it with Amazon. Amazon lost money for years and years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the idea that, you know, someday they're going to make a lot of money. And, you know, it remains to be questionable. I heard that, you know, what area was it? There was some area for one of those companies that the drivers went on strike, you know,
right.
against the company. I've read some articles that say the only way they can make money is if they go to all driverless cars, okay?
Well, that's great.
So who knows? I mean, you know, those are all, but yeah, I wouldn't touch it right now.
No. Who would you give a ticket to if you get pulled over and you're driverless?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, to the owner, I guess, of the vehicle.
I guess, that's interesting.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
Stamps.com, S-T-M-P. It's on NASDAQ.
I know when you called about that a long time ago, I think we said stay away from
it. Oh, yeah, when it was about 90 then.
Yeah, I know.
Right now it's 40.59, down 46.55 for the week.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the range is 35 and a quarter up to 285.7.
Yep.
So
but,
I know they lost their best customer with the U.S. Postal Service.
Exactly.
Could it be that far down that it isn't worth you know, buying
well,
some of that?
It's hard to say if it was overdone. I mean, the chart is interesting.
Yeah, it popped up from the bottom there.
Popped up from the bottom.
You
so,
see some green X's.
Right.
Which gives a little hope.
Was it at the bottom a long time ago or not?
No,
you know, 35?
The bottom looks like it probably was on what, Thursday maybe? I don't know. You know, it's because it just popped on Friday, you know.
Oh.
So there's some people, you know, an aggressive buyer, okay,
yeah.
or as we would say, an aggressive bottom fisher. Right?
Yeah. Right. That's me on sometimes.
It turned up, you know, so might take a position, not a big position, and stop it out at 35, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is its low, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit below the low, yeah.
Well, 35 and a quarter is a 52-week low.
Yeah, okay, so 35 would be, really? Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and,
35 would be the sell signal.
35 would be, if it made a new low, you say goodbye, you know, this is.
Yeah.
Or if you love the company, you've done tons of research into it, then you have a plan, you know. Well, if it drops another to 35, I'll wait, and if it's down 15%, I'll buy more, you know. But that would only be for somebody who felt very confident about
right.
the company and wanted to be a real long-term holder, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, or you can watch it and try to do the opposite of that.
Okay.
Instead of buying it as it goes lower, keep watching it, and if it kind of bases out and makes higher lows, buy as it keeps breaking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
where you're telling the stock, you know, and what she's, you know, saying is you let the stock prove itself. You know?
Right. Get a little confidence in it and buy it as it goes mm-hmm. up.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Peter, I also appreciate that site you gave me. Is it FinViz or something?
FinViz.com, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much more information than on Yahoo Finance. You know, I'm going to put all my stocks in and make it, you know, put my portfolio in that. That's an extremely good site.
Definitely, for, you know, a lot of information. And maybe overkill a little, but it gives you a lot of information there.
Great. When you see David, can you ask him to let me know whether or not he got an email I sent today?
I will.
Sure.
Good.
Talk to him Monday.
Because I appreciate your photo a lot, so this is sort of a retribution to Beck, you know.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice weekend.
Okay. Right now, phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Do we have anything in the chat box at all? Or?
No, we do not.
We do not. Well, you know, I think I kind of frightened a lot of people off when I said we always give precedence if there's a caller on the line, you know, which makes sense.
Right.
And, you know, but a lot of times there's periods where there's not callers on the line. It's nice to have you on the chat box putting in a question or a symbol, and we can basically analyze it. So once again, the chat box is at our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Click on live streaming when it comes up. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box there. We're going to go next to John in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
I appreciate the recommendation from last month for Peter Lynch's Beating the Street.
Oh, okay.
I picked it up at the local library, and you know, I called in as a rookie to all of this, and I took a ton of notes from that book, and it was a good read, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's a nice book for somebody that wants to get involved in the market, and it's a good way. You know, his approach was just observe what's going on around you. You know,
yeah, absolutely. You know, none of my sports teams are in the playoffs now, so it was a great time to pick up that
perfect
book
time and, for it, right? Yeah,
yeah, and enjoy that in the evenings and take a lot of great notes. So,
great.
Again, I appreciate the recommendation.
Well, thank
you. Now, my next phase is to get my wife on board because, of course, it's both of our money, and I'm trying to get her more interested. So I was looking at stocks of companies from her home state of Minnesota.
Okay.
To get her interested.
Yeah, nice move.
Yeah.
And I was looking at 3M, and something happened a couple months ago. So can you tell me more about that?
Disappointing earnings. You know, so.
And it just fell right off, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what you want to look at is, you know, when you see a stock fall off like that, you know, either go to finviz.com or Yahoo Finance and read the news, you know,
and you'll
see, you know, what happened, what caused that move. And I don't know, you know, I know it was disappointing. Sometimes it can be disappointing earnings, or the earnings were good. But in this, you know, I don't know in this case specifically what it was, but sometimes when they give the forward guidance, you know, And people don't like their guidance, you know. In other words, they expected better, you know, and the forward guidance is disappointing. So, you know, the market's really a perception situation, you know, the perceptions and, the, you know, what people are expecting. And when what they're expecting doesn't happen, then you see movement, you know.
Okay. So would this be then a good time to buy something like this because it is so far down from where it's been, or still stay away?
Yeah, I mean, a chart like this, when you look at the... Am I echoing to you guys, or is it just me?
No, just a little, but it's not anywhere. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. You know, you had, back in March of 2018, call a bearish triangle, and it fell up there. It had tried to base out, and this past since April, it burst down, obviously broke the trend line. It is low. I don't know if this would be a buy point here necessarily. You look back, you have support around 164, 166 range.
Okay.
So until the reverse is up and shows a little bit more, you know, oomph and momentum in it, I don't know if I'd be a buyer here.
Now, the other way of looking at it is, you know, look into the company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See what's being said about it. And if you go to sites, like I say, finviz.com or Yahoo Finance, and I think Google has Google Finance. There's all sorts of sites, right? And you can read up on the company and, see how the analysts feel about it, whether that's good or bad is another question, but you can see that. But in other words, if you do all those things and you look, I mean, 3M's a great company, okay? They've been very innovative over the years. So if you're a fundamental investor, much like Peter Lynch was as a fundamental investor, you say, okay, you know, I think in the long term, this company is going to be fine. And as Christina mentioned, you know, next support's 164, 166. You could always say, pick up a little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then where's the next support after that? It's quite a ways down, I think.
Yeah, you're talking about 135.
Yeah, but you could have a plan, you know, that you want to be an investor in what's been a great company for many, many years, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I'm trying to, you know, pick up on all the terms that you are both using and
right,
research.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, but we used to have Howard Ewart, you know, who used to do workshops with him, and he made money over the years by buying great companies, okay, or companies that were considered very, you know, stable, been around a long time, quality companies, okay. And he would look for the opportunities when it got smashed, you know. And if you looked at it, and, you know, so read the news and what the problem was. And he used to say,
okay,
if he thought it was just a temporary problem, he'd buy a little, okay. And then he'd, what was it, 20% or something? If it dropped another 20% or something, he'd buy some more, you know. So he worked on great companies, which he thought was just a temporary problem, you know.
Right, absolutely. Okay, well, again, I really appreciate the recommendation on the book. It really jump-started this all for me, and I'll continue to listen every weekend, and
great.
Have a great weekend
okay.
to both of you.
Okay, we appreciate
Thank you.
That.
You
Thank
too.
You for calling. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And while we're waiting for your calls, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, well, that didn't get anybody going. The phone lines are still wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
We do have one symbol. From a guest in the chat box.
In the chat box. Okay. What's the symbol?
The symbol is NRD.
NR. What was the last one?
G is George.
Okay.
NRG Energy Inc.
Okay. Go ahead.
And this chart, well, it seems to have a nice stepping up, you know, over the last couple of years. The current chart, it's basing between 36 and a high of 43. It's currently down at the bottom part of that support around 37. You'd like to see it hold there. 200-day moving average is 38.64, so you're just below that. And like to see it hopefully hold that 36 level.
Yeah, and, once again, we always say do your own research. If you've looked into the company, you like what you see, you like what you hear about it, it is at a potential by area. Mm-hmm. You know, and once again, it has to hold as support. You know, it's stopped, as you mentioned. It's kind of in a trading range, right? Between, what is it, 36 and 40?
Yeah, about 43.
43, 44. So you're buying in the bottom of the trading range and saying, you know, I expect it, you know, to maybe possibly hold that trading range, so it could be a potential buy point. And it's also, it held on the last pullback at the breakout point, you know.
Right.
So it tested the breakout point, went up, and it's just kind of going sideways. So once again, if you, and I didn't know if the person said whether he was buying.
They didn't say anything about the position. But
okay, but you know, so you gave the information about where the support is. We'd certainly like to see it back above that 200-day, you know, 38.
Right. And whether 84. You're a holder of it currently or you're looking to buy it, like Peter said, this isn't a bad point.
Right.
And you have that clear support that's not too far below, so you have an out. You know, you have a good stop point that's pretty clear.
Exactly. Yep. And you still have a price objective for what it's worth. And we always mention, you know, this is just a method that was developed over the years. And I've never seen anybody say how accurate it was, but the price objective, and also it's a price objective forever, you know, until we get a sell signal. So the bullish price objective right now is what,
46.50,
you know, which would be what, new high, right?
Yep.
On it, so that's interesting, right? Okay.
Yep, but it is a nice chart, and yep. Again, even though we said that it has that support 36 favorite. Your favorite line, Peter, that I say is that a sell signal would be the first sell signal in an uptrend.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah, it's funny. On the way over, I was thinking about that, you know. And, you know, the catch with it, you know, they always say the you know, sell signals in a bull market. And that's the problem. What's a bull market? What's a bull trend? You know, it's tough to, you know, totally say that, right? And it could look like a bull trend, but who knows, you know. But usually they would say in a bull trend, sell signals are often buy opportunities. And in the bear trend, buy signals are sell opportunities, you know. So interesting. But like I say, once again, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Phone lines are wide open right now. Very easy to get in. Or if you want to use the chat box, you can go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box there. You can type a question, put in the symbol. And if you put in the symbol or symbols, you know, let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, hold, whatever. So do give us a call. We are usually a talk-driven show, a call-driven show.
We do also have another guest wrote in. We have a symbol of T-E-U-M and asking if this is a buy.
Well, probably isn't because I own it. It's a potential play on the 5G, okay? And, you know, everybody's searching all around for potential winners in the 5G area, which is going to be, you know, a couple years down the road, but it's starting to come in, and it's going to be a major technological revolution, the 5G. But this company, I think it came out with very good earnings, if I remember right. And, you know, it didn't, for some reason, react as well as it should have. But, hey, what would you think about it? Don't worry about hurting my feelings here.
I never worry about that.
Okay.
To me, this would be one of those things that I would probably do buy on stop. You mm-hmm. know, you have that big base there. What it's about, it looks like if it hits 6, mm-hmm. it would break out above all that resistance it has to the left. So that would be my play on this. Otherwise, though, I mean, it's right at the middle of the trading band. It broke out at 375, mm-hmm. which is positive, and it's been making higher lows since then. So it looks good, but I would probably wait for that breakout.
Well, you know, it did close. Looks like it closed essentially on its 50-day moving average. So if it held here, that would be a good sign. So like I say, I'm biased, so I'm not going to say any more about it. So anyway. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe everybody's out cutting the lawn today. I don't know, whatever.
I think so.
Yeah. If it's not too wet out there. Which reminded me of the Howard Hewitt story, you know, why he bought Briggs & Stratton. You know, and
which was?
And unfortunately, I don't remember what was the case, but just say it was either they had bad earnings news, either it was too little rain that year or too much rain. You know, I forgot which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been one year it was too little, the next year was too much, and the next year was just right. but anyway, you know, Briggs & Stratton's been around for ever, you know. And he said, hey, it's a temporary problem, had to do with the weather. And he turned out to be in the long run right, you know, and he was a longer term investor. So that's one example of, you know, eventually the weather's going to cooperate and people are going to go out and buy lawnmowers. So anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
And Christine.
Good
nice
morning.
To hear your voice. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
This is for John from North Tonawanda.
Okay.
I want him to look into three stocks.
Okay.
Just three. And you know what they'll be. Boston Scientific, BSX,
mm-hmm.
Medtronic, MDT, and Stryker, SYK.
And why do you want him to look into those?
Because I know they're all winners, and I use them all.
Yeah, they all support important health problems for people, and as the population ages.
Right. I know all about it. I'm 88 years old.
Are you really now? Holy
cow.
You sound great, I'll tell you. I hope you're looking and feeling as well as you sound there, I'll tell you.
Well, a little bit of ups and downs.
I know. Hey, we all know what that's about. You know,
hope you feel better too, Peter.
I appreciate it. But we all know getting old is no fun. But anyway.
No, so, that's the message for John this morning from North Carolina.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, hopefully he'll take a look into those.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Joe in Lancaster. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hello. What can we do for you there?
Well, I'm looking at these gold and silver ETFs, like JNUG and USLV. I see they're pretty low. Is it worth maybe getting into that and just letting it ride for a while?
Well, I think JNUG, is that leveraged?
I think that is. Yep, it's the bull three times.
Yeah, see, I don't like leveraged ETFs, okay? And, you know, if you're going to play it, you might want to just play the ones that are, you know, single, you know, that no leverage in them. Because there's a problem mathematically in the leverage. And they'll even warn you on the websites for buying these. These are meant for a day, you know, the whole for a day. And what happens with leveraged is you can be right and still lose money.
Okay.
You know, so you got to watch the leveraged ones. You might turn out to hit it, you know, there's no question. But be aware, if you have to wait a long time, the volatility measurements which these run by keep getting adjusted, you know, so.
But I look at the chart on some of those, and it looks like it's time.
Yeah, the chart on JNUG is definitely, I mean, you're right. You look back, it's coming right into the lows that it's hit over the last 2 years. Looks like 625 about there was the low. You're currently, it closed at 679. So you would hope to find some support there, but like Peter said, you just have to be careful with these.
You have to be careful because, you know, I remember years ago we had a client who bought and he bet on the market going down, okay? And he was right, you know, with it. And he had, it was either, I think, a double leveraged reverse S&P one.
Okay.
And so he held it, and, you know, I forgot which, it may have been the 2007, 2008 market. And he held it for the 2 years, and the market was down, whatever, a lot, you know. And his bet was supposedly going to be right, you know, because he was betting the market was going down. And the market was down, you know, by the end of that period, it was, let's say, 20%. So he should have made at least 20%, if not more. If it was a double, he should have made 40%. He lost 20%.
Oh, okay.
So you have to be very careful, you know.
Okay, I just thought if they're going to go up, they go up three times as much, and I'd be three times as happy. So.
Oh, yeah. If they go down.
But I don't see it going down anymore.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, in other words, don't overdo it. You know, if you're
right.
Gonna,
yeah.
Don't put a ton of money into it, okay?
Okay.
You want to take a little position. Yeah, you're welcome.
And USLV, I think you had mentioned, too, and that's, you know, the chart looks the same. Same idea there. You have the support back at 56 from last year. You closed at 60.17, so this is the same play.
Okay.
So you're looking at right potential areas. Just be aware, you know, the whole thing.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, we're going to go next to, looks like, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Since you're talking about Howard Eward, I just wanted to know what do you think of General Mills right now?
Very interesting. Take a look.
He was a legend over there.
Oh, no question.
At the plant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I think he only started investing, when he was 50 years old or something like that?
When I got there, he was
a lot
already
older.
You know, just started retiring,
right,
I think. But anyway.
But I think he was 50 years old when he started, you know, into it. Very interesting. So, okay, Christina.
Yeah, he was a legend.
Oh, yeah. Interesting guy, to say the least.
Yeah, the General Mills chart, it looks good, actually. You had a nice breakout. I'm sorry. You had a nice breakout at 49, which was a double buy there. You've just broken above the trend line right at 52.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks pretty good. You'd have that support there at 48. The 200-day moving average is 45.28, so it's nice that it's above that as well.
And then,
yeah, it looks like it might be on back its way up to the, I don't know, it was like 70, you know, about a year or so ago. But then it went
60,
down to 30-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
60 is the next level that you could see it at, and then up you had that high back in 16, was at about 72 where it fell apart.
And then if you really want to get excited and take it with a grain of salt, the price objective is 83.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They went heavily into this dog food now.
I know, yeah.
Yep. High-grade dog food, so I don't know. They spent quite a few billions on it. So
it's a big market.
Hopefully
it'll work.
Hopefully it works. Hopefully they're not late to the party. You know, it's hard to say, you know. But the stock does look pretty interesting right now with real good support.
Yeah.
Where? 47, 48, and it's above its 50-day, above its 200-day.
Yeah.
It's in a bullish position. Yep.
Well, I'm hanging on to it. I'm a long-term in and out of it, certainly over the years, but it looks like it's on a good spot right now. There's another one, a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Carvana. It's CVNA.
I forgot. What do they do? They're doing
used cars on a different kind of concept, a nationwide used car, where they do service. They bring the car to your house. They have car vending machines. These seven-story buildings of glass where you go in there and you go on the internet and you buy and you pick the car out and all this kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
It's a new kind of...
concept, yeah. Like another disruptor out there, right?
Yeah, it was up to 70-something last summer. Then it went down again, like 30-something. Well, it went 40-something, and then Goldman came out and said, wow, they got a terrible business model. It went down to 35, and now it's back up to 70 again. The typical Goldman move.
I mean, this broke out at 41 back in February and has been on a tear. It looks like it's taken a breather. It did have a sell signal at 68. But again, we had just talked about earlier in the show, the first sell signal in a strong uptrend can be a false sell. So So you would hope that you'd see some support at the middle of the band around 62. 200-day moving average is 48.97, obviously well above that. So, I mean, are you an owner of this?
Yes. I've had it. I had it down at 35, and so
good for you.
But I'm just wondering how. What does the point and figure show, like estimated, goal?
The price objective is 55, which is the bearish price objective.
Because it was a sell signal.
It has to adjust itself to.
Okay, so it's at a question point right now.
What was the symbol on that again? There.
It is CVNA, Charlie Victor Nancy.
CVNA. No, I'm just wondering because I saw Friday it took a pretty big hit.
Mm-hmm. Right, a couple others did too.
Yeah,
I think it was over the trade thing. I don't know, but whatever.
It's hard to say. There was probably some obvious reason. It's
because I'm looking to buy more. Because I sold it at a higher, and then I'm looking to buy more actually when it hits a temporary drop here. So anyway.
Well, I saw there was some news.
It may have missed the estimates.
Yeah.
Those earnings miss.
Yeah.
Lack of, here's what that could be happening.
So I've got to watch it, that's all. Okay.
Okay, yep, take care. And I'd check, for any news or anything like that, in case. So, but, it sounds like you've looked a lot into the company, so.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering what it, okay, that's a good idea. Good information. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye now.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open again, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Anything on the chat box?
We do. We have a guest looking to buy CATS. Says printed a black candle on Friday, could pull back Monday. Any thoughts on this?
Okay. CATS. Catasys, Inc., healthcare. I don't know if, what part of the bit. Now, healthcare has been a rough area lately, mm-hmm. I'll tell you. But, well, that's an interesting chart. What do you think?
It looks like a lot of the healthcare charts I've been looking at.
That's what I mean. It looks a lot better. I don't know what specifically they're involved in, but are those a couple of green boxes at the end of the day there on
mm-hmm.
Friday?
We've got two X's that added on the point figure at a given a buy at 1650 and puts us in.
Mm-hmm.
The chart, like we said, healthcare has been really struggling. And most of them do not look like this. This obviously broke out above 14 from last year and has continued to climb up.
Yeah, I see, I think he's talking about the bar at the end of the day. If I look at a candlestick chart,
mm-hmm.
it didn't close very well. If I do candles, I'll get back. To your looking at the point and figure chart, but like the candlestick chart, in a way they have what they call a hammer pattern or something like that, which could be negative. But what I see is, it got down during the early sell-off in the day, and then it rebounded right back out of there, And I'm not so sure. I'm having a hard time reading it, but. I guess they had a conference call too, So they apparently had, decent earnings. So I don't know if this is a reaction, to the earnings. What would you do with the chart there?
On the point and figure chart, it looks good. I'm going to try to shorten up my box size a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me one second.
Okay. Yeah, they had record revenue up 258% year over year.
This part, it looks good to me, even if I shorten up the box.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you would hope to see support 16 if it did pull back a little bit. But it looks good. Relative strength is a 5. It's the highest you can get. Momentum's 1 month, so that's strong.
Mm-hmm. And, the good point, once again, it's a very weak area right now, healthcare in general as a sector. And you have to kind of take notice when something's running totally counter to that. You know, something's going on there. So did he say whether he owns it or?
Let me go back. Looking to buy it.
No, looking to buy. So where would we buy that?
Well, you would hope, like we said, we have that support there at 16 where it broke out.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, I mean, if you're looking to get into it, it's been strong. You could buy a small position here. If it pulls back, then you could add to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the type of market that I, you know, if you like something and it's, like you said, being the opposite of what we're seeing in that industry, then I'd be good on picking some up here.
Okay. Okay, right now, well, let's see, where are we anyway in terms of time? We've got about 6 minutes. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I assume that was the end of the chat box, right?
Yep, it looks like it.
Well, we're down to the end of the show, yeah, but there's a few minutes left, you know, but... Yeah, I'm looking at a different chart for that CATS, and you know, I like the fact that, you know, after selling down to the low of the day on Friday, it came back, you know, and you know, it had moved up substantially during the day, came all the way down to like 1650, and buyers came in at 1650, you know, so. I like it. I have to take a look at that myself.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the overview page here. It says it leads the healthcare industry in improving health and reducing claim costs for health plan members with behavioral health disorders.
Well, that's the right area to be in. You know, that's what everybody's looking at. How do we reduce health costs? You know, so tremendous. Okay, you know, and always reckon, you know, realize we always say before, you know, nothing's ever a recommendation. We're just analyzing what we see. And also, you've got to be careful, any show you listen to, including ours, you know, or the internet, you know, make sure you do your own research and make sure that, you know, whatever is being talked about is suitable for you. And, you know, we always try to mention where the support is, where it could drop to. Yeah, you know, people don't take the risk into account. They get all excited about something. But you have to look at, you know, where support might be and that type of thing. And that's why I've always said, you know, at least if you've never looked at a chart, go to stockcharts.com, a number of different sites, FinViz. Just look at the chart and you get to know the personality of what you're buying into, you know. And you get to see areas where people have been buying, which we call support, or areas where people have been selling is resistance, you know. So it gives you an idea of risk reward, which a lot of people don't think about. They're always pie in the sky, you know. So,
right.
But anyway.
And there's different charts, like on the sites that you had mentioned. So, mm-hmm. you know, we look a lot at point figure, but you can choose on those sites, you know, especially on stockcharts.com. I know for a fact you can choose what type of chart to look at. And talk to, I know, a newer investor earlier on in the show.
Well,
and that's a good tool to use. You know, go
no
on,
question.
Take a look at the stocks you like.
Well, it's unbelievable of how many different charting styles there are out there. You know, I mentioned candlesticks. There's line charts, point and figure charts, something called Renko charts, Ikimoku cloud. You know, I mean, you can go on and on, you know. Heiken Ashi charts. You can drive yourself nuts, you know, but, you know, I think candlesticks are interesting if you want to read into that. You know, I think Steve Nisson, N-I-S-O-N, wrote some good books on that. Steve Bigelow wrote some good books on candlesticks. So, but, you know, it's no magic. It's no hocus pocus. It's just that it's a record of where people have looked to buy and where people have looked to sell, you know. And the saying in technical analysis is previous resistance becomes support. Previous support, once broken, becomes resistance, you know. So there you go. So anyway, you know, was a pretty somewhat nasty week in the market, but considering... You know, the news out there and all the drama and the tweets, you know, over China didn't really do that bad, the market, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know.
Yeah, we're just not used to the volatility.
Yeah, it is the volatility. And you know, we'd mentioned the previous week how calm the market was. If you look at a chart, the bars were all very small. And when you see extremely low movement each day in the market, you know, hey, volatility is going to come back. You never know which direction, but you know that, you know, the market will become more volatile. You go from expansion, as they say, which is volatility, to contraction, you know. So that's exactly what happened. But I think you have to be somewhat impressed. You know, if the market was really looking for an excuse to just tank totally, you know, and begin a big downturn, it had it. You know, it had a chance to do it and didn't do it. So anyway, last minute of the show, we always say, you know, keep a little powder dry, you know, for those opportunities that are out there. You know, you can't buy everything. You've only got so much money. So you always have to, you know, have a little money available for something that looks, you know, really attractive and comes along, or you get one of these volatile sell-offs. And they create opportunities, as frightening as the volatility can be at times, right?
Right.
So, anyway, we shall see, you know, what happens next week. You know, people, Mondays haven't been too great, so it'll be interesting to see how
Mondays are the new Friday, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see what does happen on Monday. Of course, there'll be, could be news over the weekend, and who knows, you know, and then somebody might be tweeting all the time. And
Somebody,
right? We won't mention who, you know. So, and we always say, you know, definitely do your own research. Be careful. Don't jump into things that sound great. Do your own research. Thank you, Christina. And
Thank you.
We'll see everybody or hear everybody next week. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.